Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today, we are speaking with Christine Parakis, author of The Entrepreneur's Essential Roadmap, Take Your Business from Zero to Seven Figures in Record Time. Christine is here to talk about her book promotion experience and what marketing strategies worked well for her so she can help others by sharing tips and secrets to book marketing success. So welcome, Christine.
Thank you so much, Stacey, and I'm so happy to be here and happy to share whatever I can to help others become successful authors too.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, first, why don't you share a little bit about your book?
So my book, The Entrepreneur's Essential Roadmap, is a small business survival guide. That's what I call it. And I wrote it with the intent of entrepreneurs to have something at their fingertips they can keep at their desk. It has worksheets and charts and graphs and pictures, you know, to be able to have something that is a reference guide to help them navigate the grueling, excruciating at times world of business growth.
And now, why would you say you wrote it? What inspired you to do this?
Well, I've been working in this business. I've helped hundreds of clients on five continents to grow business and to achieve their goals. And I just found that there are common challenges that every business has, no matter what the industry. And I've worked in many different industries as an advisor, an attorney, a business advisor, a C-suite executive, and a serial entrepreneur. So I felt as though it would be so nice to have a handbook that would allow somebody to just get the overall view. What's the roadmap? You know, how do I get there? And there's just some things that are very common to all startups, all emerging growth businesses, and I wanted to be able to share from that perspective.
Now, once you had the book written and it was out there and published, or maybe you did things before it was published, what were some of the ways that you promoted the book?
Oh, without a doubt. And in fact, you have to take these things into your own hands. You can't count on somebody. There's no such thing anymore unless you're Michelle Obama, which we know, as we've all seen, you're not going to have a team of marketers to help you unless you hire them yourself or you do it yourself. So for my first book, I did it all myself. I told everyone that I knew. I prepared before that book was available on launch day and let everybody know. I put a whole, you know, program and strategy together to get that book out. And I say that because I was referring to the community that helped me do this, my friends, family, followers, everybody, to turn it into a bestseller on Amazon within a day and a half. And I'm really proud of the effort, but I could not have done that alone.
And what were some of the things that you did? So you reached out. Obviously, I'm assuming you mean via social media. Do you have any specific strategy that worked well for you?
Yeah, at the time, I used what's called a thunderclap campaign, and I'm not sure that thunderclap exists right now, but there's certainly going to be a predecessor, a successor to it, or something that allows you to leverage your own social media following, but that of everyone who's willing to support you. So I had conversations with everyone I knew. I leveraged other people's social media followings because my following alone probably wouldn't have gotten us there, and I left no stone unturned. So at the end of the day, we got the launch, that day of launch, out in front of 2.5 million sets of eyeballs, combined with my social media following and that of the people that were there to support me. And no matter what, I believe that all of us must know somebody or several somebodies that have complementary followings, that have larger followings than us, maybe even smaller, doesn't matter. But those people that want to support us, want us to be successful, and are happy to help when you've got something so simple as, you know, just say yes, and I'll do all the heavy lifting for you.
And what would you say about your overall experience marketing the book?
Well, it's a lot of hard work, so it's not for the faint of heart. And I was entirely focused on it. And for, you know, it was worth every minute of it, though. You know, it's, I guess, like childbirth, right? You're giving birth to your book into the world. And so you want it to be as graceful, as full, as joyful, as exciting, as maxed out as you can be with it, because you only have one launch. And, you know, a book that gets out and has a slow build is not going to become a bestseller. And once you've become a bestseller, no one can ever take that away from you. So it's worth putting in all the time to lay a solid foundation with a great strategy to get that book out in front of as many people as you can, no matter how you do it, whether it's a special campaign, discount pricing, anything that you can to get enough attention on it quickly enough that you can turn that book into a success immediately out of the gate.
And would you have one piece of advice? If authors would just do one thing, what would that be?
Don't go it alone. And by that, I mean, yes, if you can hire people and you have a budget for that, fantastic. But let other people support you. It's a lot of work to do just the book itself and to get all the moving parts together. And you can navigate all that. The information is there. I did it, and others do it. But when it comes to launch, let people help you. Use your community. Let everybody know that this is what you're doing. They'll champion you because everybody feels like they have a book in them and they just haven't quite gotten there yet. So when you're successful, others believe they can be too. So it's really important. Don't do it alone.
Let everybody know where they can find the book, The Entrepreneur's Essential Roadmap.
Entrepreneur's Essential Roadmap is on Amazon, and you can go to my website at www.businessbreakthroughpro.com and christineparakis.com. So Amazon, The Entrepreneur's Essential Roadmap, and christineparakis.com and thebusinessbreakthroughpro.com. Three places to get it.
All right. There you go. Well, thank you so much, Christine.
Thank you, Stacey. I've had a great time. I hope there's some useful information for others, and I wish you all great success as you become best-selling authors too.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.